Chapter 4 Law of Opposites. Meditation on the heart energy center made me aware of the existence of the above law and brought me great insights of its workings. It seems simple and yet is very delicate and subtle. The law of opposites states, anything and everything in this existence has two polar opposites inherent in it. The whole existence, that is, the entire physical and non-physical universe with its infinite levels of energy, exists as it is due to the powerful forces of positive and negative aspects of the same energy. Putting it in simple language, in everything there is something positive and also negative. People with their various levels of awareness describe this positive and negative energy in different ways. Some refer to it as good and evil, best and worst, easy and difficult, etc. There are two parts with regards to the working of this law. Part A. The first part talks about becoming aware of the existence of this law. The following are some simple examples. A. When you look at a book, there is the outside cover and there is the inside, the details. B. When there is an up, then there will be a down. C. You are aware of a good person because you are aware of a bad person too. You would not know the good if you did not know that there was such a thing called bad. D. The same person who was good yesterday may turn and do something bad today, thus making people label him as a bad person. E. You know the food that you taste now is bad because you have tasted good food before. F. There is a north, thus there is a south. There is east, thus there is west. G. There is a front, thus there is back. H. There is a tall, thus there is a short. Well, in the above examples, it is easy to become aware of the polar opposites. Now, take a look at the following examples. A. A teacher teaches a class very well and the students perform well. This is naturally positive, but another teacher may feel jealous as her class has not performed well. B. A man goes to work in the morning to provide the very best service to the company he is working for. This is naturally positive. But as he wakes up to clean himself in the morning, he steps on some ants, consciously or not consciously, and they die. When he washes his face with his special facial product, he kills the billions and zillions of bacteria and microorganisms that live on his face. As he starts his car and zooms down the street, the car emits poisonous carbon monoxide that pollutes the air. C. A father does his best to help his son in every way he can. This is naturally positive, but the son is not exposed to the world outside. As such, he starts to depend on his father for everything, even when he has grown up. In the above examples, you become aware that in any event, there is always something positive as well as something negative in it. However negative a situation is, if you really search deeply, you would always find something positive, even though it may seem insignificant in it. Vice versa, you can always find something negative, similarly, even though it may seem insignificant in a very positive situation. Once I was asked by a participant, I am now in a situation, however I look at it, I am not able to find anything good at all in it, even though it may seem insignificant. I said, please explain in detail your situation. He explained that he was almost a bankrupt, his family life is in chaos, and his business was very bad due to the economic downturn. Then he said in a raised voice, what good can you find in this mess? I said, well, for a start, you are aware of your situation and have not gone insane yet. Most people are not even aware that they are in such a situation. Your situation looks like you have hit rock bottom, and the only way up is from wherever you are, with the right ideas, of course. And most importantly, you have met me. This is not to say that I am a great person who can do wonders. But nature always throws a lifeline to those who have great faith that things would turn out for the better in whatever situation they are in. Understand how nature works. Here I am sharing with you the ideas of success in life, exactly as someone else shared it with me when I was facing financial difficulties long ago. Now, it is up to you to either through law of choosing, choose to apply these ideas or choose to be indifferent. You would not know what is right if there is no wrong to compare it with. How would you know what is up if there is no down? How can there be an inside without an outside? You cannot have one without the other. Sometimes, some unfortunate incident may take place in your life. But always remember, as long as you remain focused on your goals, the unfortunate incident may be the one that nature uses to wake you up and set you on course towards your goals. So what looks bad today may very well turn out to be the best that has ever happened to you in a couple of days, months, or years later. So, what do you do with this law? Simply become aware of its existence. Do not judge any event, anything, or anyone at any moment of time, as the law of opposites is always working. Part B. The law of opposites states that there are both aspects of positive and negative in a person. Let us assume that there are two persons, person A and person B. The character, positive or negative, that person A sees in person B reinforces the same character within person A. Let me give you some examples to understand better what I'm saying. A, person A thinks of himself as a very religious person and dresses up in a traditional outfit of his religion, all white in color. He looks very pious. As he is walking with his friends who are dressed similar to him, he comes across B and his friends who are dressed up in tight torn jeans and tight shirts with profanities printed on them. B is also wearing army boots and a headband with a popular rock group's name on it. Person A stops for a while and watches the movements of person B. To his friends, A criticizes the way B and his friends dress, the way they walk and talk. A sees B and his friends as arrogant, show-off, inferior in nature by comparing attires, having no respect for others, definitely not religious, egoistic and idiotic looking. B. Person B and his friends also notice A and his friends. To his friends, B criticizes A and his group of friends, also on their attire, the way they walk and talk. B sees A and his friends as arrogant, show-off, superior in nature by comparing their attire, having no respect for others, religious fanatics, egoistic and foolish looking. C. Not far away, C and his friends are watching A and B. He cannot really hear what A and B are talking about with their respective groups of friends. To his friends, C says he admires the simple dressing of A and his friends. He also appreciates the closeness of the friendship of B and his friends. Looking at both A and B, C tells his friends that he feels fortunate to be living in a country where there is freedom and tolerance among the people in the aspects of dressing. He feels happy watching both A and B and their friends joking, laughing and enjoying themselves. D. Then there is person D, who is standing alone right in the middle between A and his friends, B and his friends, and also C and his friends. He observes and at the same time has the ability to listen to all of them as he is standing in the middle and the others in their respective groups are around him. D feels warmth in his heart and his eyes are filled with tears of joy. He appreciates the dynamic forces of nature manifesting itself. He thanks the Creator for showing the many different aspects of the Creator's creations. D becomes aware that what a person wears does not make the person, but it is one's thoughts, words, and actions. D also realizes that he does not have the right to judge and compare others. He is aware that each creation of nature is unique by itself. He then reaffirms to himself that he would practice right thoughts, right words, and right actions in his own life and would not go around judging others. From birth to death, a person learns using his mind. Based on what he has learned, he uses his mind to produce thoughts, words, and actions in his life. The tools of his mind to learn are his senses, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, the sense of hearing, the sense of sight, and the sense of thought. A soul born into this world is pure in nature. The way a child is brought up, what the child learns through touch, taste, smell, hear, sight, is programmed into his mind. Kindly note that a child has limited ability to think. As such, he learns more from the other five senses when he is young. As he becomes an adult, he meets different types of people and continues to learn. More and more, the mind learns. He would now have learned enough to have a view and opinion of the world. Naturally, what he thinks of the world using his mind would depend very much on what has been, thus, far programmed in his mind. Another way of looking at it, the mind is just like a computer. You put in a word processor software, it works as a word processing software. You put in it a game software, it plays game. You put in an accounting software, it works as an accounting software, and of course, if you put in virus, it destroys the data within its hard disk, thus eventually destroying itself. Another example with regards to the pure soul of a child is the fluorescent light. It is naturally white in color when the light is on, but if a transparent yellow plastic wrapper were wrapped around it, the light would be yellow. Blue plastic wrapper would produce blue light, green plastic wrapper would produce green light, etc. Observing person A, during his younger days, he may have been among people who dressed the way he dressed. He may have had heard his friends and others of similar disposition, looking down upon and criticizing those who did not dress as they did. He may also have had been reprimanded in his childhood when he fell and dirtied his clothes while playing, or for wearing his clothes shabbily. He may also have had been praised often when he dressed in traditional costumes. As such, he may have programmed in his mind that those who do not dress as he does are not religious, are bad people, and have negative thoughts, words, and actions. Now, observing person B, during his younger days, he may have had been influenced in his choice of clothes by people around him. He may have had been ridiculed by his friends as trying to be holy when he dressed up in simple and traditional clothing. He may have had also been ridiculed by his peers for dressing shabbily. Thus, he purposely dresses shabbily to impress his friends and mock his peers. As such, he may have had programmed in his mind that those who dress up as holy people are showing off, egoistic, and are naturally against people like himself. What both persons A and B do not realize as they continue their thoughts, words, and actions is that the law of opposites is doing its work. The character that they love or hate in the other person would become their own character. As much as the good values that person A possess, that is, being religious, well-dressed, studious, etc., he, without realizing, also develops negative characters such as arrogance, showing off, constantly making judgment on others, inferiority, no respect for others, intolerance, thinks of himself as religious but not apparent in his actions, and also egoistic. Similarly, person B, as much as he possesses the good characters of being intimate and helpful to friends, trust between him and his friends, etc., he, without realizing, develops negative characters such as anger towards those who do not understand him, arrogance, showing off, constantly making judgment on others, superiority, no respect for others, intolerance, thinks of others as fanatical, but actually it is a reflection of himself by passing judgment on others. Person C belongs to a rare breed of people. There are very few of these people in the world at this present moment of time. In their early days, they might have been influenced by people who practice right thoughts, right words, and right actions. Thus, they are constantly looking for the goodness in the hearts of others. As such, they develop positive characters, compassion, love, harmony, helpful, and tolerance within themselves. They also develop negative character like ignorance with respect to knowing another person. These people are sometimes quick to make a judgment that the person they have met is a good person, without even listening to their words and seeing them in action. In general, they are good-natured people who love to look at the brighter side of life. They are constantly working towards their goals in life and seek those who can help them achieve their goals. If person C is rare, then person D is even rarer. It is fortunate to meet such great souls. These are truly highly evolved souls. Person D is actually person C who has evolved. Person C has undergone a lot of experiences in life and has met someone who has made him aware of the actual dynamics of nature. Once the inner master of person C awakens, he becomes person D. People like person D are fully aware of the dynamics of the workings of nature. They possess characters like unconditional love, compassion, harmony, tolerance, and helpful and constantly in cosmic awareness. They are forever humble and respectful towards those whom they meet. The thought of making a judgment on anyone or anything never arises in their mind. They treat everyone and everything equal. Religion, race, sex, male or female, color of skin, height, weight, well-grown, cripple, rich, poor, however the dressing is, etc., all are equal to them. All animals, plants, organic and non-organic matter are also equal to them. They are indifferent towards those who are good or bad, as they are fully aware of the dynamic forces of positive and negative energies within a person. These people are just like babies who are pure. They are truly spiritual and think, say and do everything without any ulterior motive or intention in their minds. They have strong will power and generally help people to develop higher level of awareness. They are full of lofty and wonderful thoughts, words and actions for everyone and everything. I would like to note here that the examples of person A, person B, person C and person D are just examples. I am definitely not suggesting that all religious people are like person A, nor am I suggesting that all those who dress up in tight torn jeans and tight shirts with profanities printed on them are personification of person B. One who externally appears like person A or person B could in actual fact have the internal qualities of person C or even person D. You see, how one dresses does not matter. What matters, what is in their hearts. Once again, become aware of the higher workings of the law of opposites. The law of opposites states that there are both aspects of positive and negative in a person. The characters positive or negative that you see in another person actually reinforces the same character within your own self. However, before you assume that you are of the nature of either person A or B or C or D, as in the examples above, take a look at yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself. The following examples would help you to identify where you belong. Remember, as per the law of opposites, what you see in others is what you really are. A. You are a rich person. What are your thoughts, words and actions when you see or meet people poorer than you? B. You are a poor person. When you come into contact with rich people, what are your thoughts, words and actions towards them? C. You are eating in one of the stalls near your workplace. Suddenly a man, who is really filthy, smelly and looking insane, comes to you and asks for food. What are your thoughts, words and actions? D. Your boss, for no apparent reason, screams at you on a Monday morning. What are your thoughts, words and actions? E. A religious missionary is giving a speech with regards to his religion, that it is the right one and everyone else's is false. You are from another religion and happen to pass by the place where the man is giving his speech. What are your thoughts, words and actions when you overhear this man's words. F. You are stuck in a traffic jam. Suddenly, a car cuts in front of you. What are your thoughts, words, and actions? G. A small kitten comes to your house, dirty and starving. What are your thoughts, words, and actions? H. Your neighbor's children throw some rubbish into your house compound. What are your thoughts, words, and actions? I. You come to know that your close friend is talking ill about you to other people. What are your thoughts, words, and actions? J. You have a wonderful plan to achieve your goals. As you are proceeding to achieve them, someone spoils your plan. What are your thoughts, words, and actions? K. Someone comes to you and praises you for all the good deeds you have done to improve the world. What are your thoughts, words, and actions? Quote, unfortunate incidents. Sometimes, some unfortunate incident may take place in your life, but always remember, as long as you remain focused on your goals, the unfortunate incident may be the one that nature uses to wake you up and set you on course towards your goals. So, what looks bad today may very well turn out to be the best that has ever happened to you in a couple of days, months, or years later.